Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of I Don't Know with Samantha George. This is the podcast where we talk about life, conspiracy theories, and find answers to main questions like, are we living in a simulation or is the simulation living in us? I'm just kidding, guys. That was a joke. We do not ask hard-hitting questions like that here. But hey, anyway, hi, welcome. So today I decided to turn it up a bit and I have a guest on today's episode. And if I could have a drum roll, please. Okay, wow, that was a sad attempt for drum roll. But anyway, I have my brother here with me. Yes, I don't have any friends. I had to make do with what I have. I'm just kidding, at least for the latter part of it. I have my brother with me and he is gonna be a guest for today's episode. Brett, do you want to say hi?
Yes, I'm Brett. Hi. Samantha told to make my voice deep like God, so... That's what I'm trying right now.
Sorry, I have this abnormal obsession with corpse. I can't help myself. But yes, I did say just don't sound like a high-pitched... I just don't have a high-pitched voice.
Prepubescent teen. Yeah. Wow, that's rude.
I'm just saying.
Okay, anyway, okay. I'm Brett. Samantha's my sister and she's happy to be my sister. She gets all the good notes from me, like how to start the podcast. She consulted me before starting, so like,
that is absolutely right, guys.
Yes.
You know it. I would ask her, how old are you, 16-year-old, to how to go about my podcast. So yeah, anyway, so as you know, it's like, you know, a few days before Halloween, and you know what that means. We gotta talk about scary stories. That's right.
Scary.
And well, without any further ado, let's just dive right into it. Are you ready?
Also, before we start, like, my cousin is also sitting in the room and she made him sit in the corner and tell him to shut up. That's the levels right here.
I didn't tell him to shut up. I told him in a very nice way, please sit in the corner and keep quiet. You may cry occasionally if you want to, if I'm threatening you, but like, you know, keep quiet at the end of it.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. Let's right into it.
Okay. So the first story is about the Lonavla ghost.
Oh, that's... I think I heard it before, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay. So this is a story from the paranormal from a paranormal team in India that has been investigating for the past 7 years. Now, we have a person known as Akshay Telarkar, who was part of this team and used to organize ghost walks in Pune and Lonavla. So, do you have any idea what a ghost walk is?
Yeah.
What is a ghost walk?
I have a team myself. It consists of me, my friends. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, anyway, I'm pretty sure he doesn't know what a ghost walk is.
I know everything.
Okay, so a ghost walk is basically a walk conducted in a heritage site where paranormal investigators take you to places that are rumored to be haunted in hopes that maybe they might capture something that is otherworldly or, like, you know, paranormal phenomena. So, Lonavla is supposed to be this pretty place up on the hills. You know, I haven't been there, but from what I've heard, it's like, you know, from what I've seen, at least in movies and heard, it's supposed to be really pretty, perfect climate and stuff like that. But yeah, Akshay was doing one of these ghost walks in the hills of Lonavla and he noticed something that, according to him, seemed to defy any scientific explanation. So it was like during the midnight and it was a particularly windy night. Akshay and four other people, they were at a location that was frequented by tourists, so it was pretty... This is why! Guys, please tell me y'all heard that. That was why I threatened my cousin. This is the reason why you don't have a third person in the same room.
Okay, guys.
I'm just kidding, alright. Aaron, please mute your phone.
Yes, so... Say yes, ma'am.
Shut up. Okay, so basically it was midnight and it was a particularly windy night. And Akshay with four other people were in this location that was frequented by tourists. So, you know, it was pretty much, you know, full of garbage all around it, dirt everywhere. So they just decided to stop their car for a bit, have a smoke and something like that. And this, you gotta note, listen to it carefully. There was wind that was blowing from an east to west direction. It's important to note the direction of the wind. Because all of a sudden, an empty beer can that was lying on the ground was flung southwards at a high speed, defying the strong currents.
You know what? I think he's capping.
Why?
Because even if there was an empty beer can which flew towards him, I don't think like it's gonna like... I personally think like someone was playing the fool with him.
Yeah, I mean, I thought. So yeah, that's what even I think, to be honest. But I mean, we gotta give them at least some kind of credit, right?
I agree.
Yeah. They are investigators. They need whatever they see is unnatural to them.
And even like... left to right, right. How did they check? Did they have a touch?
I know, it was kind of weird. Like, hey, they just looked at the wind, they're like, okay, east to west. This is
I bet they
the
just sucked
goes.
Their fingers after that. Oh, this coming from this, I'm so smart.
Yeah, I don't know what they did, but yeah. So basically, they saw this beer can flung right at them, and they just forgot about it, and they were like, you know, maybe it's an animal. I'm just assuming they thought that it was an animal, or maybe it was like the wind that picked up. So they just forgot everything and they decided to get back to the car. So they went to the car and they saw that the windscreen on the car basically had become misty. Now you can see, you know, it's Lonavla, it's literally in the middle of the night. Obviously, the windscreen is
cold. Also,
yeah.
I mean, Lonavla is like a hill place, you know?
Yeah, so it's obviously going to be misty, right?
Yeah.
But the mist was from inside of the car and not from outside. So that, to me, was like pretty weird. So, you know, they did what any paranormal investigator would do.
Yeah.
They asked the ghost if it was present.
Yeah. That's what you do when you see a ghost. You ask, oh, why are you here? Can
no,
you get
that's
out?
What you do when you see your car, your windscreen is missing.
Nobody does that. You just
You're
go
supposed,
away.
That's a natural thing for investigators to do, Brett.
Investigators
what is
are
wrong
off
with
their
you?
Head. Why would they do that?
You sound so angered by this, like it's a personal attack to you, like you are the ghost. How could you ask
me
if I am here? Okay, but anyway, they asked the ghost, entity, to make itself known. They didn't get any answers, so they decided to go back into the car. And when they got inside the car, they heard two very loud knocks on the windshield, but no one was around.
Spooky.
And then suddenly, the car shook. And this is a direct quote, that it shook like a tin of biscuits or something.
My God, like capping so much. Like.
Okay, to be honest, I don't know how like
how,
a tin of
tin
biscuits.
Tin of biscuits. I saw this one thing, okay, it's called When Chai Meets Toast. It's
it's a band.
Oh no, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. Okay, so basically it's this comedian, Veer Das. I watched a Netflix documentary about him.
Okay.
Like whenever his grandmom tells him a story, he gets biscuits at the end. So I bet he had the same experience when he was small. His grandmom used to like give him biscuits so he remembers the tin noise or whatever.
Okay, so you think the ghost... Oh, you mean the paranormal
investigator. Yeah, my God, Samantha.
I thought you meant the ghost and I was like... The ghost likes a tin of biscuits noise.
We don't know what the ghost likes.
I am so confused. But anyway, the car shook like a tin of biscuits or something. And they all decided to just stay still and pull out their devices. That indicates whether spirit was present or not. You know, the ones with the green lights and stuff.
Yeah.
So
spiritometer.
Never mind that device, and it just went off frantically.
Lord,
okay, and then after that, they had another app, and this app was basically it recorded voices of paranormal beings.
You just look like you got scared of the laptop.
Okay, sorry. It recorded voices of paranormal beings. And basically, they found the voice of a woman speaking in muffled Marathi. The voice is very scratchy. And they basically asked the woman some questions. And the woman said that she died here in the Navla while she was on a trip with her friends. She fell off a cliff nearby. And she was basically, you know, stranded there on earth with no way to go out.
That's sad.
They wanted to ask a few more questions.
That's like some conjuring.
Okay,
happening.
Wait. they kind of asked a few more questions, but they lost her. But however, the shouting and shaking lasted for a couple more minutes. And after some time, only things went back to normal. So the shaking of the car and shouting happened for a longer period of time, and then things went back to normal.
So, see, I'll tell you what.
Okay.
They made three mistakes.
What?
They should have mind their own business and get the hell out of there. And shut up and not record anything.
Okay. Number one, they're paranormal investigators.
Okay.
This is their job to ask questions. Number two,
I feel
they're
like
paranormal investigators.
I don't.
This is their job.
If I was there,
you're not a paranormal investigator.
If I was there, I would just get the hell out.
Same. I would just be like, okay, I wouldn't stop.
I lost the sense of fear, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. This is a true story. He says he lost the sense of fear. But we are watching Blind Man, I think at around 12 in the night. I know the right time to watch a horror movie series, sorry. But yeah, we were watching Blind Man, and he just goes on like, oh my god, this series is not as scary as the previous one and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, there was just like one part from the first episode that was relatively scary. And
second
episode. And right, I'm not even kidding, like 5 minutes before that, he's like, I have lost my sense of fear. 5 seconds later, he starts screaming and comes in, like, holding my feet. And he's like, Samantha,
I didn't hold your feet, I held your hand. I didn't say anything.
He screamed, he's like, okay, I think I'm scared.
It was a very scary scene. Some girl is like, was Flora or what's her name?
I don't know, dude. We watched one.
And then she started saying something, and then
yeah,
there's someone.
Just told the ghost to keep
and
quiet.
Then she told the ghost to keep quiet, like their family or something.
Maybe they are. We didn't watch the second episode. Yeah, we just watched the
first episode.
Someone dipped after that.
I mean, okay. We didn't find time, so.
True. Or maybe we're just scared.
No. That's,
yeah, you lost a sense of fear.
Yes.
Okay, so the second story is the tormented child in Kolkata. So personally, I found this the scariest out of the bunch. So
anything dealing with children is scary. Because my grandmom, she used to tell me scary stories about Kutti Saitans. That was scary. That was so scary.
So basically, Kutti Shaitan is a small devil. Basically. And in my head, when I was small, I imagined that to be really scary. Even now
it's scary.
I would
if
not
think about
no,
it.
No, I don't want to think about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. So this is about a tormented child in Kolkata. And this was one of the cases done by Avijit Sharkar. So I'm butchering the name, but anyway.
I know, so
this is from the Indian Spectres Paranormal Society from West Bengal. And this person had like a decade's worth of experience with the paranormal.
Oh, so he's a pro.
He's an experienced person, obviously. He's pro when it comes to ghosts and stuff. So Sarkar recalled that once in the middle of the night, he got a call from this man. And he sounded pretty frantic. And he said he was faced by a strange problem. Want to know what the problem is?
What?
His nephew was not eating for over a week.
His nephew should be dead.
Okay, so his nephew was not eating for over a week, and whenever someone took food near the 7-year-old child, utensils would be flung against the wall.
Who throws the utensils?
By no one. They could not see anyone. This was just like a strange, invisible force.
I'm getting goosebumps.
Threw the utensils at the wall. The man was terrified, according to Sarkar, and no one believed them. And obviously, they made fun of them too. So Sarkar, like any other logical paranormal investigator, was like, hey, listen, I need video evidence. And the man sent him a video. The video showed a chair and a pair of slippers being moved from one point to another without anything or anyone touching them or in the frame.
Oh my god.
They said that they had taken the child to the doctor, and the doctor and the boy at the doctor spoke in a third person's voice and said that the medicines wouldn't help cure him.
You know what?
What?
I think this is very true because The Conjuring, like
yeah,
second
listen
part.
To me. Just let
yeah,
me come
yeah, yeah. Okay,
stop
go ahead,
interrupting
go ahead.
Me, man.
Ooh, I'm scared.
What?
What?
They said they had taken the child to the door. Okay, I'm sorry, I finished that part. So when Sarkar met the child, he was initially calm. And as he proceeded to ask him a few questions, this entity started talking. The entity said he was residing inside the body of the child, and informed Sarkar that if he had left the child's body, he would be charmed. And also that someone the family knew invoked this entity to possess the child through black magic.
Oh my god, so black magic's real.
I don't know about that, but you know what else was charred? Remember in Conjuring 1, the mom could not leave the house cause, like, you know, burn marks used to.
Yes.
So I don't know, man. I have a PhD in paranormal movies.
I'm pretty sure you don't, but okay. I'm almost certain you don't.
So I can assure you that that's real right there.
Okay, wait. Before we continue, Samantha, the time I knew her from a long time. She's watched three movies which are scary.
No, I watch like tons.
Yeah, sure. I believe you.
So then after that, as he proceeded to ask more questions, the child started screaming, shouting, and went out of control. Sarkar says it was impossible for even four adults to pin him down and make him sit. Then Sarkar's team offered to give the child tea and added tremendous amount of salt to it, and with great difficulty made the child drink the tea. That seemed to calm the child down. So if you have any kind of possession, if you're out of control,
I hope you don't drink
tea with salt. We know the answer to every question.
Oh, go visit an exorcist.
Okay.
Visit them.
So during the conversation, the spirit sounded restless but didn't cause any violence. You know, at least that amount of violence that they thought that it could. This led the parents to believe that salt plus tea was the cure or something like that. And they continued to feed him salt and tea when, you know, troubles began. Sarkar informed them that this was not the cure, this was not the answer, but you know, they did what they did, and he hasn't heard from them since. So either A,
they done the black magic.
I don't know, it was
I don't know about that.
B, salt and tea cure things.
Yeah, like ginger, garlic shoes away, zombies.
I think it's vampires. The next story is about the Halloween party. So this happened.
I was at the party.
Don't say that. That's scary. Listen to the story and then decide whether you want to be part of the party, dude.
See, legends say that Beth was the organizer, but who
okay,
knows?
Listen to this first.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So Dr. Rahul Kumar, who is a director and
lead... He's my homeboy. He's my man.
Director and lead investigator in Team Pentakill. He had studied medicine and completed his degree before he turned to paranormal investigations.
I mean, if you have a medical degree, what turns you away to go to paranormal?
The Halloween party, clearly.
My God, this guy is dumb. He would have secured bags of money.
How do you know he's not getting bags of money?
I mean, paranormal investigators, no offense, but... I mean, 90% of you.
Let's not get controversial.
Okay.
So now he recollects that while doing his MBBS, he laughed off the idea of, you know, ghosts and spirits like most others, and was a firm believer in science. That, however, changed after one Halloween party. Kumar and his friends organized a party, you know, they had fun, and decided to mess around with an Ouija board.
Ouija board?
Ouija or Ouija?
I think it's Ouija. Ouija board. Aaron, any? No? Yes, no? I think he's taking Samantha's words to heart anyway.
Oh no, Aaron, I didn't mean it. Are you the paranormal entity present with us? Okay.
Sits in the corner side.
So they decided to play with the board. And basically nothing happened the day they played with it. So he was just like, you know, it's make-believe. It's for people who are not brave enough. And he decided to, you know, whatever. Yeah. Just let it be. However, I
have a rule which I'll never break. Never mess with a Ouija board. It opens like a gate or something as far as I know to the spirit world.
Because I've heard like stories of literally everyone who's played with this Ouija board. And they've been like haunted. So yeah, guys, never do that.
You know what, actually going back to the last story, can we do that?
Yeah, tell me.
So I remember watching this one episode of BuzzFeed Unsolved. Do you remember the man at the bridge?
Yeah, the goat man?
Yeah, the goat man at the bridge. So basically in that episode, they made a ring of salt around them.
Yeah, so salt is like a form of protection.
Yeah, a form of
Oh, whoa. Yeah. Sheesh.
Yeah, she is smart.
Damn, I didn't realize that. Yeah, so he didn't, you know, experience anything that day. However, 2 days later, after the party, Kumar woke up with 3 wounds on his right arm, which was bleeding also. And you know what they say about 3, right?
So, 3 is the...
It's
I don't
a sign.
Want to say that.
I don't. Yeah, it's a sign. Basically, it's like, you know, a evil spirit mocking
the Holy
Trinity, which is basically the Father, Jesus, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Like, even for different religions, there are different Holy,
yeah,
Trinities.
The three, basically, your three most.
Yeah. I'm not very sure.
Icons, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so even if you hear 3 knocks, don't open the door.
Unless it's Sheldon saying, open up.
I mean, still don't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, don't open.
So, yeah, so he, you know, decided to not give it much thought and put some bandages over it and went on his day. The next day, though, when he opened the bandages to put fresh ones, the marks were gone. So it seemed like as if there wasn't any, like, you know, a wound or anything like that. The morning after that, he woke up to find the same marks on his arm, which disappeared again a day later. This went on and off for 3 days, and he thought he was hallucinating. Meanwhile, while this hallucination of these marks reappearing and disappearing happened, he had these strange dreams of a voice calling him to this one particular location in Bangalore. And Rahul Kumar is from Bangalore.
Oh, he is in Bangalore.
Yeah,
wow,
so he
that
knew.
Changes a lot.
So he knew where this location was also, because it was in a place like near
his
where
house.
He lived. So,
was it MG Road by any chance?
I don't know, I was thinking the same thing, to be honest. So he went there just for the kicks of it, and he took his friends along with him. But when he went there, he didn't recollect a single thing. He doesn't know what happened after he reached the place.
See, that's scary. That's very scary.
Yeah. So Kumar's friends told him when he reached the location, he just passed out. And he doesn't remember a thing. All that he heard was from his friends, obviously. So he got in touch with renowned paranormal investigator known as Gaurav Tiwari, who was recently found dead under mysterious circumstances.
Oh my god.
And basically this dude helped him with a lot of things.
See, you may think I'm acting right now, saying, oh my god, like a loser. But actually, I'm actually scared because it's in Bangalore.
So he even sought out help from psychics and exorcists to get rid of the spirit haunting him, because he felt he was haunted. And that's all we know about him. And from what? I mean, I'm assuming he's better now. I'm hoping he's better now. So yeah, what do you think?
See, I have a very strong theory right now.
What?
See, before going there, he might have done some narcotics, if you know what I mean. He might have had a mad trip when he reached the place.
So you think from where he had the
See,
party
right now,
to where he was just like, hey,
yeah.
I'm on a constant beat.
Yeah, see, I don't know. It could be. Oh, like, remember one, like, my uncle, like, he's really good at saying stories, like, Daryl.
Huh.
Yeah. So he had this one friend.
Shout out, Daryl. I think you're listening.
Like, he had this one friend who, like, went for a party and found a print of a leaf at the back.
Yeah.
So this could be true. Like the story, but I'm not a skeptic. I think it's true.
So you're a believer.
I am a believer, and you know that.
I actually didn't know that.
Actually, what?
I actually didn't know that. So we come to the final question: are ghosts real?
I have a personal story.
Okay, hit me.
So basically, like, I just passed out my 10th grade like last year. So me and my friends decided we can go have ice cream in the night after like our ceremony and stuff. So we so
cute.
So me and my friends we went to like this nice place, corner house, but then
nice
it was too
place.
Full. It was too full, too many people.
Back in COVID.
No, we weren't in COVID that time.
Pre-COVID days,
good days.
Yeah.
So we went, like, there were too many people, no place to sit and all that. So then we went to this other shop, Creamstone. So then we had
I'm hoping this results to like a haunting at Creamstone.
Creamstone's blessed. Nothing happened in Creamstone. We had a lot of fun, click pictures. I had ice cream. It was damn nice. So then after that, I came back. So me and like my family, we live in like this big land, like
it's a colony,
it's a defense colony, it's very old, and it's like it's big, it has lots of trees and all, and like many people have done some things here which I don't want to say, like in the houses. I don't want to get
I don't know what he's talking about, and I'm scared to
let's
ask
just say
why.
It starts with a su and ends with the I.
okay,
so basically like it was one-ish because the ceremony got late, and by the time our parents like gave us money and permission and stuff.
Okay, fine. Anyway, it was one-ish.
It was one. No, I'll tell you the exact time. It was 1:03 that I reached the gate.
Okay.
So by the time I reached the ground where I play basketball, basically, I saw a man, like I couldn't see, it was dark then, on his phone with a white t-shirt and like a bluish black, like a bluish pant. So then I think he was on his phone because his hand was to his ears.
It's too dark.
Yeah. So remember the clothes which he was wearing on. A white and black shirt with a bluish black pant. I'm not so sure. He was looking at me. I didn't think much of it because people like talk in the night and all. It's pretty okay. So then I just walked outside the ground, and then there's like this house there. This house with a nice sheet on top and all. And I see the same guy like crouching on the floor staring at me.
Okay, I would freak.
See, that time I was alone, but I wasn't scared. Cause like whenever like I go to like this religious thing, I'm a good kid. So whenever I'm scared, I say this: Jesus is with me, there's nothing I'm afraid of. So I said that 3 times and I just walked. And I reached my house like within 2 minutes after that. So it was nothing. Then when I came home, I thought about it. I didn't say anything much. But then I told my mom, and then like she told nothing was wrong.
Yes, guys. Moral of the story. Say the Hail Mary.
Whatever religion you are, just say the prayers, man.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I haven't seen anything physically happen. I felt weird things. Like I told you about, like once I was in this place. It was really, really old house. It was like 100 years old.
Oh, yeah,
and I was like in this guest room with like one of my friends. And we were just like, it was a sleepover thing
in
Goa. Yeah, and all of a sudden, it's like around 3-4 in the night, and I feel like the whole bed and like this wardrobe next to me starts shaking.
That's
like scary. Literally shaking.
See, I'm not scared when I'm out. When I'm in my room and something happens, I'm darting out of there. That instant.
Yes.
I won't close my eyes. I'm just gonna say my prayers and run.
So
continue.
I heard that and I'm just like, okay, calm down. So I'm like, for a very weird reason, I'm calm in situations like that. So I just close my eyes and I just turn. I can't believe I
see,
turn.
I wouldn't do that.
I was just like, you know, just don't, if there's a, like a ghost present here, just think I'm asleep. I am asleep. You can't read my
see,
mind.
See, I would run.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I just kept quiet and just said, just turned away. But yeah, that was something I experienced, but it wasn't like, I didn't see anything, and I don't want to see, touch wood, I do not want to see anything.
Yeah.
But there was another thing that happened at home, remember? The sweeping noise?
See, I'm a skeptic about that, but my mom and my sister and my dad were very
No, not that.
Then?
So, it was like recently, so we were in my room, and we were sleeping basically, and all of a sudden, it was like, I think about 2:33 in the night, and from the hall, I hear like this, like something being dragged, like almost sweeping, like you know, if you're wearing on a big, you remember that, like
yeah,
a big
yeah,
gown
yeah, yeah.
And you're just dragging it along, you get like this sweeping noise.
Yeah.
So I heard that noise when I was sleeping, and I heard it for like I think a few minutes, like as if it was like right coming right in front of my door. No, it was open right in front of my door. So I didn't really think much about it, and I was just like, you know, whatever, maybe it's from outside. I actually thought a lot about it, to be
you
honest.
Know what?
But I just let it be. The next morning, I get up and ask Brett, did he?
I didn't hear anything. I'm a deep sleeper.
Who heard it then?
Mama heard it.
Yeah.
Mama
so
heard
my
it.
Mom heard the same sound, which honestly kind of freaked me out.
Cease. I am a very deep sleeper, so anything that goes around once I'm asleep, I don't really care.
Yeah, but that happened, which honestly scared me.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think I'm chill, bro. So I don't know. I'm a skeptic.
You're a skeptic.
I do believe it. I mean, in the sense.
See, think about it like this: if there's God, there has to be evil.
True. But at the same time, I don't. Like, I don't know. I don't want to give it the power that I believe in it, if that makes sense.
No, you can believe in it, but you shouldn't believe like it can come to you.
Yeah,
you know what
okay,
I mean?
Yeah, I get what you mean. But I'm still like kind of skeptical, to be honest. Like when people over exaggerate things, I'm just like, okay, do you?
See, like, there's opposites for everything. Like, there's, if there's a clean room, there's a dusty room. If there's, like,
that's such a weird...
No, that's a very good analogy if you think about
okay.
it. Wherever there's some, there has to be an opposite. That's
okay.
how the world works.
So, I'm pretty angry.
Okay,
that was a joke.
Let's just say,
that's where we end the podcast.
That she wears a lot of makeup.
Shut up. So, yeah, so... Basically, I am a skeptic. I don't know if ghosts are real.
I think she isn't because I know she isn't. She's just capping a hell of a lot of cap right now. She's
exposing
delusional.
Me, guys. No, honestly, I believe in it to an extent, right? But I don't know. It just seems something that's very far-fetched for me. Because
yeah,
in the sense there are so many people who've done so many investigations, right?
Yeah.
And at least one of them should... proof from. I do believe there is like a negative energy, but will that negative energy like, you know, interfere with you to such a great extent?
See, I have,
I don't know,
this the rule of nature: if you don't interfere it with it, you don't
yeah.
you don't get
perfect. And that's where we should end our podcast. Don't
I
interfere.
Have another thing.
What?
See, I remember this one story where the entity in my room, Aaron, I remember him saying that he went to a church once and then there was this exorcist priest who like used to remove devils from people
do
by
you
holding
share,
their ears
though?
By holding their ears and stuff. So.
Okay, I don't know, dude. I was told.
No.
Like
St. Anthony's Church. I think that's true, cause that's how the exorcists do. They hold the ears and say "get out" or something.
I don't know. I don't want to see anything like that
yeah,
in my
personally.
Entire life.
See,
thank you
the
very
scariest
much.
Episode of Basir Unsolved, which I watched, is the Emily Rose one.
Yeah,
and,
that was scary. Don't listen to the video tapes, guys. Audio tapes, it's not worth it. But yeah, that's where we're gonna end today's episode.
And personally, I'm gonna end it now.
Oh my god,
Samantha.
He's just interrupting me.
Yes, so,
interrupting me.
Thanks for listening to I Don't Know with Brett. Yes, I've taken it over. Samantha and the entity in the room, Aaron. Peace out, guys. Samantha, any final words? My
yeah,
co-host.
Guys. So that brings us to the end of today's podcast. I hope you liked it. And well, thank you, Brett, for joining me for today's as today's guest. And it has honestly been an honor. I'm just kidding. It was a tragic
so
moment
rude.
For me. So yes, thanks for listening, guys. And
Samantha
well,
only acts nice. See you guys.
And well, catch me next Thursday for another episode. I hope you like this. I'm planning on like, you know, getting more guests eventually involved in this. Brett and Aaron, the entity in the corner of my room, will be a recurring characters and guests.
Yes, for sure. We
in
will
my
come
podcast.
Back. Don't miss us.
So yeah, I hope you like today's episode and see you where I see you. Bye. And happy
Halloween.
And remember, guys, when in doubt, Hail Mary it out.
Bye.